I am deeply respectful of the community engagement efforts that Syracuse engaged in over the last 10 years, which have really been a model for many universities, including the university I came from. I think that what I'm trying to do right now is make sure that our community engagement initiatives are sustainable given our budget constraints, and that where we're investing in community and we need to, we are doing so in the most efficient and effective way, which requires getting involved in the decision-making, the best that Syracuse has to offer at the university, and especially the best faculty and academic leaders in the units that are experts in the area of community engagement. So if it's community engagement in the area of the arts, that we make sure the arts faculty are aboard. If it's community engagement in the area of architecture or law or whatever, that it's really a process that's driven on the academic side by the academic leaders. My future plans are to make sure we complete the connective corridor. It's currently the part of the connective corridor along Fayette is under construction right now. As most listeners know, if they tried to get into businesses or restaurants in the Armory Square area, not yet complete are the segments connecting the Armory Square area to Genesee and the area closer to the university. And I'm very aware of the original vision for the connective corridor and eager that it be completed successfully.
The other two that just come to my mind, and I know there are many others, but the Southside Innovation Center, pretty good amount of investment there and variety of programs, and then the Westside Initiative. Are those things you feel will continue, or is that going to go sort of on that model of the faculty or the schools that make the most sense to engage in those will do so?
Yeah, very, very substantial funds have been invested in both of those, and much of the funding for it was one-time funds from the chancellor, which were all spent. So my view is a lot has been accomplished, and there's a lot more to accomplish in each of those areas. Exactly what is done to continue in those areas, I think, has to be driven by a strategic academic plan that brings in a sustainable operating budget from the units affected. So the Innovation Center, for example, is really, for me, a question that I want some leadership from the Whitman School and the areas of the university that specialize in entrepreneurship. The Near West Side Initiative has involved multiple units of the campus, arts and science, Fox School, and others. And again, I'm going to need to have some leadership from those schools involving planning what's the highest use of the money we invest there going forward. And so I haven't made any decisions in those areas, other than that I want to have a process of making decisions of that area that involves the academic leaders.
But under the recognition that there's going to be financial constraints in terms of major investments or buying a building like the warehouse or...
Yeah, I don't at the moment have a large pool of discretionary money for one-time splash projects in community initiatives or, for that matter, in many other areas. And so what I'm focused on as chancellor is sustainable improvement, which sustainable improvement means if you're going to fund something, you've got to have the money in the operating budget to continue funding it going forward. And that requires some tough, realistic choices about what we can afford.
As I mentioned, you sort of inherit what the institution was from the former leader. Nancy Cantor had this university as public good theme. Are you working on any theme?
No.
I
understand how important to marketing it is to have three or four words that capture the universe that is a university. But from what I've seen of Syracuse University, what's wonderful about it is that it cannot be captured in three or four words. The challenge with any slogan is that it has a tendency to exclude some parts that don't somehow squeeze themselves into that slogan. And if you get a slogan that's broad enough to encompass the whole university, it tends to be fairly mealy-mouthed. So I guess what I'm trying to do instead is come up with a strategic plan for the whole university, and then we'll worry about the slogan that applies to it. I think if it's
you have a larger comment about a vision that you sort of think we can evolve into, or what's the next best?
Yeah, I mean,
without
I talked about that in my inauguration. I think the areas where we can improve the most and are most important to improve are undergraduate education and the undergraduate experience, our research impact and footprint, which will have a very significant benefit to this community if we do it right. Being perceived as and being in fact the university that embraces change rather than avoids it, and being the best university in the country for veterans.